Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
The Crazy Boys are back Saturday morning. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Art Farley in studio with the Yeoman on console, and the
good
wonderful
morning.
Bonnie in Maryland. Anyway, what we've got is Iceland is our topic for today.
Yes, Iceland.
As in the news as well.
Yes, it was on Mark Allen's newscast at the top of the hour, and we went 2 weeks ago, and back now with a lot of pleasant memories, one of the most pleasant memories being that it was one of the nicest flights that I have experienced over the past few years aboard Iceland Air.
They were early both times, Steve.
Yes, and great in-flight service. The 4.5 hours from the East Coast just sped right by with the in-flight entertainment and the fine dining aboard. A really pleasant experience.
All in all.
Yeah, you have movie and audio entertainment.
Yeah, one was
reading material.
Watching Airport 67?
No, no. It wasn't like TWA 800 where they were played Forget Paris. No. They actually played what was Anna and the King,
yeah.
And the other side, I forget what the movie was. Forgettable.
We were
reading
and
actually on our way there we met up with some people from Iceland. One guy was the guy who ran the radar
air traffic control center
in Iceland, actually, which controls air traffic for most Atlantic cross-Atlantic traffic. Guy was a very interesting guy to talk to, and we spent most of the flight over there talking with him.
And we were talking with the crew, and we were listening to the music and the reading, and very pleasant time. And joining us now on the line from Iceland Air is Debbie Skye. Good morning.
Hi.
So, Iceland Air flies out of a number of gateways in North America, and you fly via Iceland as your hub, but that connects you to the rest of Europe as well.
That's true. That's true. You're just making my job very easy today.
There we go. Anything we can do to make your life easier.
Thank you.
It's been great having you as a guest.
That's right.
Thank you. This is fun.
We had a lot of a great time over with Iceland Air. They fly 757s through their routes to Keflavik Airport. Now, Debbie, Keflavik. Why on earth Keflavik and not Reykjavik Airport? Because we went down to downtown Reykjavik, and it's an airport right in the middle of town with runways that'll handle 707s, which I mean 75 will stop and take off in a shorter distance. And, I mean, Keflavik is where the Air Force base was, way, way out from the people who brought you Mirabel Airport in Montreal. It's a little far out from the city, 45 minutes by bus.
Right, it's a 45-minute ride. It's just it's an arrangement that we have with the NATO base. And one thing is it's a very convenient place to land. It's the flattest part of Iceland. Actually, geographically or geologically speaking, it's the youngest part of Iceland. And
that's right.
So it's on the lowest southwest corner of Iceland, and it's not that bad. I think it's probably a matter of noise control, to have it away from the city.
I suppose
the only planes that fly into the Reykjavik airport are little tiny planes. They're not jets. No jets fly into the city airport.
That's true. They're all turboprops, and even though our guest house Anna was right next to the airport, we didn't hear much. So, anyway, the fun part about that whole experience was, the bus ride was fine. We got a chance to snooze a little bit on our way over. A
very comfortable bus takes you right downtown and meets all incoming flights. And
it's called Flybus. I love that name. Flybus.
Flybus.
Yes.
Just right from the airport to downtown. And
for about $9, so $9 U.S., not too bad.
So no, it's a reasonably priced connection, and then from the city terminal, there's an onward connection to other downtown hotels, or you can take a taxi from the city terminal.
Right, right, but you can just take the bus. I mean, you'll just get onto a different bus, depending on which hotel you're on. They'll put you into a little bus, a little mini bus, and it'll take you right to any hotel or guest house in Reykjavik.
But you're really not too far from anything in Reykjavik. I mean, everybody said, well, take a taxi. You can't walk out there. But it really was not that far, Stephen. You and I could walk that, and I guarantee you, 20 minutes from Guesthouse Anna, where the end of the runway is, to over at the Reykjavik airport, and that's only a 20-minute walk at the most, at the most.
Every place in downtown Reykjavik is very compact. We stayed at the Guesthouse Anna, but we had meals at the Radisson Saiga, and we went down to the Argentina restaurant, and we ate at the Hotel Borg and the Hotel Holt. Every place was 10, 15, 20 minutes away, so it's a very compact city.
Did you go to the Iceland Air hotels?
Yes, we actually went to visit them. Actually, someone didn't offer us the Iceland Air Hotel, Debbie.
Well, they have the property at the airport, which was goes back to, I guess, the late 1950s when you were really pioneering Iceland Air as the economical way to fly transatlantic. A generation of Americans used Iceland Air as their getaway carrier to discover Europe, and people
you
remember
know what
Iceland
we refer
Air.
To that now as?
What?
The hippie airline. Iceland Air was the hippie airline. Because all the people, that's my generation, I hate to say that, but back in the 60s and the 70s, it was the best way for college kids to get to Europe. And we flew to Luxembourg, and that was in the center of Europe, and it still is, and people can just kind of branch out from there. Now, we've branched out our whole service so that we fly to many countries all over Europe. And no longer to Luxembourg.
The flights are very conveniently timed in that you leave from North America in the evening, you arrive in Iceland approximately 6 a.m., and then you have a whole bank of flights to mainland Europe that leaves between an hour and a half later, gives people a good chance to partake of some of the shopping opportunities at Keflavik Airport.
That's true. That's true. Did you shop?
Oh, yeah.
Very reasonably priced shops at the airport, probably the most reasonably priced shopping in all of Iceland, so you're not being gouged with sometimes the airport pricing. You think, oh, you won't get a good deal at the airport, but a variety of goods and reasonably priced. Which
did you shop on the plane?
We saw people shopping. I took my time on the plane mostly to rest and enjoy the meal, but big catalog of goods that you carry on board, again, at street-level pricing or lower.
Yeah, that's something I always do on the plane and in the airport.
It's part of the fun of flying transatlantic or, for that matter, any international destination. You've got these duty-free shops. But I must say that the experience aboard the aircraft was incredible. One of the nice touches of the seats in the Iceland Air airplanes was the Staga class where we were, is that the flaps on the seat, they come up so you can actually rest your head to either side.
That's
a built-in
true.
Pillow.
Oh, yeah. It was restful. We were able to actually catch in a few winks. We got a chance to stretch out, to relax. The flight attendants were very, very pleasant and helpful and friendly.
The service is very attentive in the fact that I had apple juice, and every time half a glass still remaining, but they're always topping up the glass. What can we do for you?
Isn't that special?
That's right.
Yeah, a special type of service and the dining aboard, coming back the fresh Icelandic river salmon in a Parmesan and dill sauce and restaurant-sized portions, not little tiny airline food portions, but a good-sized platter that served over an hour's time, just like dining in a fine restaurant aboard.
We had a fantastic flight. It was, overall, it was a great experience, and they were early both times.
That's
just
true.
Thinking about it gives you the coughs.
Yeah, just thinking about it gives me the coughs.
No, that was walking into the smoker at Gullfoss. That's what's making you...
Oh, yes, Gullfoss, which is, of course, Iceland's waterfalls, which makes, you know, it's kind of like take the American Niagara Falls and make like four stages of it, and that's Gullfoss, one of the most beautiful open-air waterfalls I have ever seen. And some smoker comes by me and puffs a giant cloud of cigar smoke in my face. So just the one thing we want to do is pollute the air here in such a beautiful area. Listen,
there is
we're
no
gonna
pollution
have to
in Iceland, so.
No.
And no snakes either, no reptiles.
You can breathe easy in Iceland.
Debbie, stay on the line. We're going to be taking a break soon. Everybody join us back following the break right here on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. You'll have roll the break.
Rolling. And action.
Across America via satellite.
Something the bouncer.
The hell is a banshee? Seek help.
Rebel World Radio.
Listen.
You gotta love that. Not that I just happen to be a Led Zeppelin fan, but that song, when I went to Iceland, was actually written about Iceland by Led Zeppelin. This is what they told me when I went to this bar called Gulliver. It's a karaoke bar kind of in southern Reykjavik. Most friendly people I've ever met. I mean, I go to this bar, I'm sitting by myself, and not 5 minutes later, they come up with a big smile on their face, saying, gee, why are you sitting all by yourself? And when they found out I was from Canada, boy, oh boy, yak, 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 yak.
I love the Canadians.
Very friendly people. That's what we found everywhere we went, no matter which restaurant, which hotel. People went out of their way to make you feel welcome.
Well, that makes Reykjavik such another aspect of it, why it's such a pleasant place to go, because of the friendly people. When I went to this bar, believe it or not, When I go to a place, I sing karaoke when I go. That's not the believe it or not part. Believe it or not, these people, when they asked me, where do you sing in Montreal? I told them, well, cheers, Bill Edwards, cheers in the West Island.
Yeah, I'm on tour right now.
Yeah, I'm on tour, yeah.
I'm on tour. The airport in last night.
Actually, I have a picture of me singing the immigrant song.
Savannah's Tonight. There you go, Savannah's.
Savannah's Tonight, yeah, I will be there.
Savannah's
but
Tonight.
The Willem Backus Around the World Tour. Get your t-shirts now on the internet site.
I sang the immigrant song in Iceland. Now, I thought that would be, you know, it's like some woman named Roxanne, our friend Roxanne, everybody who meets her sings that stupid song by the Police. Everybody. And not that it's such a bad song in of itself, but haven't you heard that joke like 6 million times already? And about say, you and 10,000 other people say something original. We figured it'd be the same thing over in Iceland. No, they in fact enjoyed this little song, and they said, and this is the friendly thing about them, they said, they all filled up the sheet. They said, why don't you say hello to all the people that you sing with? So our bar says hello to your bar. So when I came back to Montreal and I sang to the people in Montreal, they all cheered and they said, hey, back to them. So there is one of those fun things that we enjoy while traveling, but it makes Reykjavik such a great place to stop by on your way to Europe, right?
Yes, I mean, it's a great stopping off point, and Iceland Air have these packages, take a break in Iceland, that you can stop off en route, if you're using Iceland Air and Reykjavik Hub, to connect to mainland Europe. You can combine two points of interest and some very affordably priced packages offered by Iceland Air Holidays, and we're on the air with Debbie Scott from Iceland Air. How many days can you stop over for as part of one of these stopover packages, Debbie?
Debbie?
Actually.
Sorry, start again? What was that?
You can stay up to 3 nights.
Okay.
In Iceland, yeah. You can stay 1 night, 2 nights, or 3 nights. You don't have to stay all 3 nights. One of the things that people really find helpful, though, with this, with stopping in Iceland first of all, as you said earlier, it's a short flight from the East Coast, either in Halifax or down the East Coast of the United States. We go now as far west as Minneapolis. And so when you get to Iceland, the flights are timed, so they get in between 6 and 6:30 a.m. And so if you take a break in Iceland, you can get to your hotel by 7:30, check in, and take a little nap until, say, about noon, and get up, and usually you're right on European time right away. So if you're continuing to another destination in Scandinavia, the UK, or continental Europe, you end up being on pretty much the same time zone. So it makes it really easy.
Yeah, that makes it an easy way to do it, to adjust, and gives you that combination of travel experiences. In the brochure, you can put together whatever you need, be it escorted day trips or action-packed day trips. There's a whole pamphlet that can allow you to pick and choose what is of interest to you. It's not something that is set in stone and you have to do it. There's something here for everyone when you make that stop. Take a kayak break or iceberg break or visit a fjord.
If you're pining for the fjord.
I knew you were going to say that, Willem. Yeah. How did I know that? There's a few other things that you know. Every time I mention something, what's going to generate the idea.
He knows where my mind is at. Huh?
Absolutely.
That's what happens when you know something for 22 years. They tend to be able to know where you're going to digress. One way or the other, I mean, Iceland, after having gone there, it is such a wonderful place to go. There are so many reasons to be there. All the different things. One of the things that I found so very interesting is the Icelandic language itself, which has not evolved in 1,000 years, which makes it very interesting historically, because the actual Icelandic language is the language of the Vikings, the root language from which a lot of our languages that we speak today, including English, are derived.
That's true. Yeah.
That's one of the interesting aspects. If you're interested in languages, if you're interested in history, the whole Icelandic sagas, stories from the 1200s written down that people today can still understand and read because of the similarity of the languages, changed very little over the years. Another great program of Icelandair is their 2-for-1 business class program, where you earn a free ticket with every trip you take. I mean, is this for real, Debbie?
It is. It is. It's a limited offer. We have, if you buy a full fare business class ticket, then you can take somebody along in economy class, in business class on that flight, or you can earn a ticket immediately for a future flight in economy class.
You can't get a better redemption rate than that. You don't have to collect like 50,000 points and takes you 10 years and so many trips and then the program is over. This is an immediate reward for flying on Icelandair, a great way to take a spouse or a friend or neighbor.
That's true, and we do have frequent flyer programs. Everybody's always asking about that. We have a frequent flyer program with SAS and with TWA. So that makes it possible to redeem points on all three airlines. So if you fly on Icelandair, you can redeem those points on SAS or TWA. And, that's a real nice relationship, too.
There you go. Yes, that was our jet engine in the background.
Yeah, I'm at the airport.
Yes, we test-fired the Iroquois jet engine.
Another program that I find unique with Icelandair Holidays, you have what you call Midweek Madness, if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
That's our most popular package. It's not available in the summertime because our flights are so full and the hotels are so full. People do tend to book their trips farther in advance, but from about October until May, we have a Midweek Madness package, and November through March, the package is only $299 U.S., and that includes round-trip air, 2 nights hotel with breakfast, and your airport transfers.
Are you kidding? $299 U.S.?
$299.
For everything?
You know, there's an expression we use in Montreal for that. C'est donné.
That's a given away. $299. I mean, there's you could spend that an hour and get less.
Like Stephen has on so many occasions.
Oh, actually, I spent that last night.
$299.
That's per person if it's a double occupancy.
Per person, double occupancy.
Right. There's a little supplement for people who want to do the same trip by themselves. It's not that much, and it's great because it gives people an opportunity to get a little taste of Iceland, and probably the percentage, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's probably pretty high of people who do the Midweek Madness trip and then go back later for a longer trip. But what this does, now you have to leave either Sunday night and come back Wednesday night or leave Monday night and come back Thursday night. So that's why it's called Midweek Madness. Because of the price.
Well, Debbie, the trouble with Iceland is it's like eating potato chips. You can't eat just one. You can't go
true.
Just once.
I've been there seven times this year.
The more trips, when we went to Iceland, the more times we went to different places, we wanted to go back and see more of it. And there's just so much. We haven't even touched on the Blue Lagoon yet. I don't know if you've been there.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
the hot springs in Iceland out in the lava fields. But, ooh, it took them 3/4 of an hour to get me out of there. And I did not want to go.
All right, everybody into the pool.
They yeah. just drag you out. And it's so relaxing. And there's something you can visit at four seasons of the year. The Midweek Madness package is the off-season introduction. And you get away from the crowds. And it provides you with that impetus to return during the summertime when there be more of the outdoor activities to partake in. The number for Iceland Air Holidays, 1-800-779-2899, or ask your travel agent for information on Iceland Air Holidays. There's a full book out with the spring, summer, fall arrangements.
Thank you. And you can visit our website too.
And that would be?
www.icelandair.com.
Debbie, would you please stay on the line? We're going to be taking a break.
Coming up to 1:30, and we're going to take another short news break with Mark Allen. And we'll continue with Debbie Scott talking about Iceland on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Johan, roll the break.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Firefighters are hopeful the end is in sight for the largest ever wildfire in New Mexico. The blaze showed no significant signs of advancing for two straight days. Firefighters believe they've contained most of a fire that burned more than 6,000 acres of brush and trees near Sarasota, Florida, since last weekend. One firefighter told reporters, quote, "We think we have a handle on it," end quote. A classified internal U.S. Justice Department report harshly criticized the FBI for the way it handled the investigation of Wen-Ho Lee. Lee is the former U.S. government physicist suspected of spying for China. The report says the year-long review concluded the FBI moved too slowly in the spy investigation, failed to provide sufficient resources and supervision, and prematurely focused on Lee as the prime suspect for the alleged theft of nuclear secrets. President Clinton says the U.S. intends to finish the military mission in Kosovo. He thanked the Senate for rejecting a move to pull out troops by July 1, 2001. The Senate killed a proposal that would require troops to withdraw from Kosovo next year unless Congress authorized them to stay. Opponents to the measure argued a pullout would embolden Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic and lead to more uncertainty in the Balkan.
Led Zeppelin to Olivia Newton-John right here on Travel World. It's Willem Back is Stephen Pickford and Art Parley talking about Iceland.
Iceland, where we were two weeks ago.
Pot down the CD.
We like the music, but not that okay.
Not like six of them in a row. Yeah.
It's not the Willem Back is karaoke hour yet.
Well, we could do that, yeah. Actually, speaking of karaoke, it still reminds me of what a great time we had in Reykjavik.
Yeah, you had a great time there. And
We talked to people about Iceland, and not many people give it such a fair chance, and they ought to. They really don't know what they're missing, because while we were out there, there are so many reasons why you would want to go to a place like this. We touched on the friendly people. I mean, everybody, friendly people out there.
Friendly people. We talked about the accessibility and the great service on Iceland Air.
The historic value of this thing. Now, the Vikings were mainly from Iceland. Yes, the Icelandic sagas that we talk about. A saga is the Icelandic word for story. Again, when you think about word origins in history, something that's a hobby of mine, you'll actually see where there's commonalities in words. But a saga is a story, and it was written by a guy in the 1200s, which tells you something about the language today. Icelanders can read his original manuscript like it was written yesterday. The language has not changed. And he talked about the voyages of the Vikings, you know, how they came from Norway, they settled there. Eric the Red was a Viking from Iceland. His son, Leif Erikson, one of the most well-known Vikings, is one of the first people to have landed in North America at Lasso Meadow in Newfoundland. So you have that. You also have the beautiful landscape there. Now, anybody who's slightly interested in geological formations or whatever, you also have the young areas. You've got the volcanoes, the active volcanic craters there. You've got the landscape. Some of it is rather surreal. You've also got the beautiful areas like waterfalls. There's Gullfoss, which is like four times Niagara Falls, you know, the American side. It's kind of stacked, and there's a beautiful gorge in that area. And then there's, of course, where the tectonic plates of North America and Europe meet. Now, that's something that scared the dickens out of me, because you're standing right at the precipice, and right across, about 600 feet away from you, is the other tectonic plate.
The other plates.
That's why the volcanoes are so active out in Iceland.
Well, I've just seen the pictures, but, I mean, it's quite a phenomenal scene.
Steve, of course, taking a picture of me right at this cliff. He's telling me, stand back, Willem, you're not in focus.
keep walking back. You have to watch your footing, and I wonder how many people might have fallen and never come back. You can take tours operated by Reykjavik Excursions. We took on the first day a city sightseeing tour, which gives you a good overview by stopping at the Pearl Observatory overlooking the city. You visit the outdoor pool. Reykjavik residents love going swimming any time of the year. All the outdoor heated pools, and
you step down. You got the regular, like an Olympic size swimming pool. There's a water slide, and it's open year round. And then right next to this open pool, you've got about four deep down swimming pool, hot tubs. You step down into them, about 12 feet deep, and you're in this hot tub. And you know, you don't want to come out of these, and it's all heated volcanically, geothermal
82 degrees Fahrenheit year round, and people go year round, and they welcome visitors to use the outdoor pools. And another item you can see on your city tour, you can visit the Asmundur Sveinsson Museum of Sculpture and the Hallgrímskirkja Church and the Parliament buildings. You pass them on a two-hour tour. So it gives you a good overview, and then you can, as we mentioned earlier as well, everything is within walking distance. We stayed at the guest house Anna, which is the former Czech embassy, converted into a guest house. Anna MacDonald, who was born in Iceland and lived for like 35-something years in Atlanta, and then moved back
That's where she got the name MacDonald, yes, because
her married name.
It's something rather daughter, which we'll touch on in a second, of another fascinating point of the history of Icelandic people. They don't use last names, they use what they call patronyms. You are named after your father, and lately in the law of Iceland's changed, where if you don't want to take your father's name, you can actually take your mother's name, but the appendage is always son or daughter at the end.
That's the same in the Hebrew language.
Well, this particular lady, Anna MacDonald, lived for 34 years in Georgia, which made one of the most funny combinations of
Icelandic with a southern accent.
With a southern accent, because she's talking sort of an Icelandic accented English, and she says, okay, you all come back now. And not kidding, she said that. She said exactly that when we left. Yes.
Y'all come back now. Here.
No, she didn't say y'all, but she said the here.
Come back, y'all.
She bought herself a little guest house, which is a little B&B that we stayed in there. But, of course, brings up staying in Georgia and Atlanta, halfway between Atlanta, Georgia, and, of course, Columbia, South Carolina, which is where my friend lives, not Charlotte. anyway, Columbia is Abbeville, one of our transmitters.
WABV, so.
There you go.
There's always a nebulous connection between point A and point B.
Yes.
On our second day, that's when we took the full day, what they call a Golden Circle tour. And in addition, we mentioned about Gullfoss, but there's the geyser and
geysers. Yeah,
geysers.
Again,
and
like
geyser area.
What was the name of that geyser again?
Stroker. It really was the guy who gave the tour on the bus. And I'm not kidding. Okay, here we are. Yeah, something like that. But the guy who was given the tour on the bus, he starts talking in his, you know, slow cadence English. He talks about the geyser Stroker. Our most regular geyser, Stroker, erupts every 5 minutes. And
what a lucky guy.
Well, some guy at the back of the bus yelled out, boy, that stamina. And, you know, I'm
was
not
it
kidding.
You or Steve?
No, it wasn't us. It was some guy at the back of the bus. This is the same guy who also yelled, like when we went to visit the tectonic plates, and looking over, the guy, the tour guide, says, please make sure not to step in the cracks as you may fall, and thinking, well, did he have to tell us this? Yeah.
But the tectonic plates. But
the geysers are beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it brings forth the element of the land of snow and ice coupled with heat and the volcanic activity. It is such a nation of contrast.
Debbie's got to go.
Oh.
We want to talk to Debbie. Welcome to Bonnie on Travel World. We love you, Bonnie. There we go.
Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's continue with this. Apparently, Einar Gustafsson has Eisenthalitis, so he couldn't make it on the show.
Yeah, he said he would join us. Einar from the Icelandic Tourist Board. Another interesting aspect of Iceland was we were talking about the geothermal activity, but they use that for greenhouses. And you visit a greenhouse, you see the plants.
They grow bananas in these greenhouses.
More bananas grown in Iceland than anywhere else in Europe.
Icelandic bananas?
Icelandic bananas. Although in recent years it has become cheaper to import them from the Caribbean than it has to actually grow them themselves. But they still grow them for show. But
it isn't such a big market anymore. It is also so cheap with the electrical power that they have an aluminum foundry there, and they ship in the bauxite from Malaysia, and they send. It is still cheaper because of the low cost power, because so much power is needed in the production of aluminum, that they ship in the bauxite, they ship in other raw materials, they land it in Iceland, and they come from the furthest corner of the earth, and out
It really is. Malaysia is the other side of the,
side of the earth, and out you Swiss, the Swiss aluminum conglomerate. Has a big factory outskirts of Reykjavik, but geothermal power, it's not a polluting industry. You still have that clean air.
Oh, the air is kind of sweet smelling, the air in Iceland. It's very
Breathe it in and
pure.
Particularly when you take a walk, you can see that in the late spring, summer, early fall, the wildflowers. It is known for wildflowers. It is known for the variety of bird life that is passing on various flight paths from north to south that make Iceland their home during the spring, summer, and fall months. Also on the Golden Circle Tour was Þingvellir, which is the national park where the first, the longest active national parliament was founded in 930. So again,
yes, Þingvellir.
Þingvellir, and you can see it looks in the middle of nowhere today, and you can just transpose yourself and imagine what it would have been like back in the year 930 and the people that would have gathered there and what brought them to that point. So it is time and a place for reflection as well.
It is nice, and actually it has that look nestled in the mountains of one of these places you'd see, I don't know, either in Montana or what have you. You know, where you have the mountains in the background, you got the lake, and you got your cabin on the lake, and you're going, now this is where I want to go and maybe spend a month of isolation.
Well, you can rent a cabin. We passed a number of cabins near lakes and rushing streams. Well, one thing I love looking out the bus window were the rushing streams. You could see this clear water, this bubbling brooks, and you'd say, I would want to stop there, run my hands through it, feel that cool, clear water.
You can actually drink that water. It's so pure.
It's so pure, you can have true glacial runoff water and enjoy it.
And speaking of which, glaciers, they also have the outdoor tours, the glacier tours. These 4x4s, which are kind of like a cross between a monster truck and a regular 4x4, You take these things up on the glaciers. I mean, outdoor adventures, but you can go camping. Like in the first 2 weeks of July, you actually will see the midnight sun because it's up by the Arctic Circle. Now, it's generally heated by the Gulf Stream, so still, you're going to love this place. You got to get there. Anyway, we're going to take a break coming up on 11:45 on Travel World. Yeah,
and
Steve's going to talk a bit more.
Number for Iceland Air Holidays, I'll give it out once again, 1-800-779-2899 for all of the packages offered by Iceland Air from their various hub cities. We'll be continuing with more of Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay listening.
You'll have Roll the Break.
Spence last year, and over half may have been taken incorrectly. Marilyn Ouellette, pharmacist for Merck Medco, the nation's largest manager of prescription drug benefits, explains why it's important to educate before you medicate.
To get the full benefit of your medication, find out the answers to some important questions.
What questions should you ask your doctor or pharmacist?
Ask what your medication is supposed to do, how you should take it, what side effects might occur and what to do, and whether you should avoid any food, drinks, or other prescription and over-the-counter medications. Read all the written information you receive with your medication and follow the instructions carefully.
Remember, educate before you medicate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education.
Save a Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. The first withholding of payroll taxes was called the Victory Tax Act and was passed by Congress in 1942 for the war effort. The act as passed was a direct tax on the property of citizens and therefore unconstitutional. In order to continue its collection after the war, it was codified as Section 3402 and became voluntary compliance and self-assessment. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the Fellowship website at www.save-a-patriot.org and call 410-857-4441 or write to SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
Is your loved one's memory loss normal, or is it something more serious? Could it lead to Alzheimer's disease? Does it have to? Is there anything you can do? If you're looking for answers to problems with memory loss, you aren't alone. The National Institute on Aging and other contributors are funding a memory loss investigational study aimed at finding ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. To find out who can take part or to find a study site near you, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit us at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org. If you have questions about memory loss, you could be part of the answer.
When you need top-quality custom apparel, Fast Tees is your first and last stop. From simple one-color logos to multicolor custom designs, Fast Tees can handle all of your team, speedway, or business needs. Call 717-463-2238. That's 717-463-2238. T-shirts, golf shirts, hats, sweats, and jackets. Fast Tees has provided quality merchandise for over 25 years. Owned and operated by Jim Nace, two-time champion, Williams Grove Speedway. Fast Tees, 717-463-2238.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting. Heard on KDJR, DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri.
WHKT, Portsmouth, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Nobody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control?
Ah, yes. Those beautiful sounds of Melissa Etheridge, of course, from our ratings library, because as we all know, lesbians equals ratings.
Lesbian.
There
lesbian.
You go.
When you say it more often, the ratings keep going up.
Yes,
by 1 point
definitely.
Every time.
Iceland.
We
haven't even touched on some of our,
some of the restaurants, great dining in Iceland. It's not just all fast food, although they do have more Subway sub shop outlets per capita than anywhere else in the world. They just opened their ninth. We ate our first evening at the Grill Room on the 8th floor of the Radisson SAS Saiga Hotel. Great view of the harbor.
Fancy.
Downtown. Maitre d', great wine cellar. And this is a 4.5-star hotel, currently undergoing renovations to maintain its high standards. It's the only chain hotel in Iceland. And why stay in a room when you can stay at a Radisson? The Grill Room specializes, as the name would suggest, in steaks, in the Icelandic lamb that is so famous, and in seafood dishes caught from the surrounding sea. One of the best steaks that I have had in living memory, so tender, so juicy, was at Argentina's in downtown Reykjavik. And comes with a baked potato. We were very hungry by the time we had got to Argentina's because we had only snacked a little bit during the day, so maybe that steak went down.
And we walked and walked and walked and walked all day. That'll work up an appetite.
We got worked up the appetite, and the fresh air and the sea breezes will work up that appetite too, so you can enjoy. We have 1 pound Argentine beef steak.
A pound.
1 pound.
Who ate this?
Willem ate 1 pound, I ate 1 pound.
That's right.
And we
are you guys insane? No, I mean, 1 pound reminds me of that movie with, who was it, John Candy?
John Candy, yeah.
Where he had that 1 pound steak, if you eat it all,
it wasn't 1 pound, that was 72 ounces.
Yeah.
72 ounces is like a 5 pound steak.
We are moderate.
Still
so.
Pound? That's a
one
big
pound,
piece
and
of
it was
meat.
It's
a 16 ounce steak.
It was excellent.
You see 14 ounce porterhouses
so
in
we
most 16 restaurants.
Ounces. We just 2 ounces
pound.
More.
That's a nice
but
piece
it,
of meat.
It was excellent.
Great
gallery restaurant
and
at the hotel.
And you know what? Damn it all, that was a good steak.
Yes.
Damn right, I love that steak.
Cooked well and nice and juicy. Argentina's restaurant downtown Reykjavik.
Just like Art's girlfriend.
I'm getting hungry. Which one? The gallery restaurant.
Wednesday, Tuesday,
Holt.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Art's girlfriend of the day.
The gallery restaurant of the Hotel Holt, they're part of SRS Hotels. They have the largest private collection of Icelandic art. It's like eating in the middle of an art gallery, so without getting, you don't touch the paintings with your sticky fingers from eating. First time I've ever had.
Like the A.Y. Johnson.
A.Y. Johnson. Yeah.
Arctic char, fresh baked Arctic char served on a bed of roasted onions and couscous. First time I'd had Arctic char, seen it on the menu in other restaurants, but this was an excellent, excellent meal at the gallery restaurant.
Okay, where are we going for lunch after this?
Well, we did mention that way.
I'm mighty hungry now.
to be like a true ice. Icelandic resident, true Viking, we will go and have a meal at Subway. That's where we're not going to
steak sub.
Brasserie Borg, downtown of the Hotel Borg, Art Deco styling, a great place
that
for local residents
good
to gather.
Meal.
And they serve hamburgers, they have turkey salad, and it's Brasserie Borg is people food, and it's a place where Reykjavik residents gather when they go on blind dates. It's the meeting place of choice. The meeting place of choice.
Blind dates in Iceland.
In
yeah.
Iceland. So I guess when you're being a fishing boat captain's wives, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Captain Highliner.
The fire sale and single mothers of three, huh, Steve?
Yeah. It seems to be a virus going around. It isn't a computer one.
I've been collecting Elizabeths. I need one more, and I'll catch up with your mother's.
Yeah,
three,
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, they're all mothers, but
the
you have three of them.
By the
all
way,
named
the
Elizabeth.
Second Elizabeth has three children.
Oh, fire sale. Yeah, there you see. There's more of them.
Oh, yeah. Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. Speaking
that
of...
That is a place that you
hot
cannot
springs.
Miss. The hot springs.
It's blue?
Oh, boy.
It's just a puddle of water in the middle of a volcanic rock. This is geothermically, it's volcanically heated water, but it's got sea salt and also silica within the mix. Now you get in there, you put your hand in this water, you cannot see 6 inches in front of you. It's that thick. You go into it.
Must be amazing for your skin, though.
It is. It's actually they recommend it as a treatment. Your skin comes out. It kind of exfoliates a little bit, and you feel like $1 million coming out of this. It's hot water, heated to 104 degrees. So you're sitting at not Celsius. That would be
104 Fahrenheit, and 4 feet deep. So you're not going to go over a cliff and all of a sudden to the deep end, 8 feet and over your head and you drown. This is 4 feet. It's bathing water, 104 degrees. And we went there. We only had an hour because it's part of a tour. They take you also to Grindavik, the fishing village, and out to the point where you see the rough Atlantic Ocean. And you're thankful that you didn't choose the whale watching expedition that day. But the Blue Lagoon, an hour is not enough. You can take a bus. There's buses that just go to the Blue Lagoon from downtown and spend the day there. And you can buy a day pass or there's a half day pass. Very high-tech entrance where you get a wristband.
A really neat locking mechanism for the lockers. You don't have to worry about it because you wear this wristband that identifies you as you walk through this place.
Waterproof computer chip embedded, and they know how long you're going to be.
You put your stuff into a locker, close the locker. There's a nearby panel where you identify it. It knows that that's your locker. The next time you go by, you just flash your badge. Bang.
That badge goes with that locker.
Wow.
And you can feel
it's
safe.
Cool.
And it's on your wrist.
Wow.
You're not worried about losing a key or putting
gadgets.
Your belongings beside on a table and somebody walking off and getting your key. You're not worried about that at a pool or the beach. you can go in the water and just sit
fancy.
There and walk. It's very, very high tech. And there's good.
Even
I'll
even
bet Will had a lot of fun with that.
Oh,
Mr. Gadget here.
Mr. Gadget, yeah, that would be
Mr.
me.
Mr. Gadget.
When you come out of the Blue Lagoon, you do feel a bit dehydrated. I've never driven drunk a 500 milliliter bottle of Coca-Cola probably so fast. So you do have to replenish your body fluids when you come out because just the steam and the heat and...
In some other way that Stephen let go some bodily fluid, huh? Stephen put the pee in pool.
No, I just saw the... Rumor that it's
something about that Blue Lagoon, eh? It didn't stay green for very long. It just regained its blue. The blue.
Hold on, are they allowed drinking Coca-Cola in the National Republic of Pepsi?
Well, we're getting to that.
That was part of the same tour.
When we went down to Grindavik, following the Blue Lagoon hot springs, they brought us to a little restaurant, and there was one single flagpole in this restaurant, or next to the restaurant. Now, in a foreign country, if they have just one flagpole, especially if it's in the United States, if they have just one flagpole, you expect them to be flying the national flag or something like that. No, this place, one giant flag of Pepsi-Cola. Well, wow. What is this? The People's Republic of Pepsi?
I figure this is the home of the Cola Wars that somebody else would build across the street a flag for Coke. But actually, they drink more Coca-Cola per capita in Iceland than anywhere else in the world, and they say that is possibly because of the very clear water that they use as well as part of the bottling process. That it's bottled, it's not imported, it is they have a local bottler for Coca-Cola products. We've passed people riding the famous Icelandic horses, and you can take a countryside riding adventure tour that comes up in September and October through Iceland Air Holidays, where you can meet the famous, friendly, and sure-footed Icelandic horse in its own land, and you can ride horseback through the farmland, volcanic mountains, and the black sand deserts, and then take the balance of the day spending it in the hot tubs and swimming pools from the earth-warmed water. So it's like a way to get out in the fall when it's just past the high season to get out into the countryside of Iceland and mesh the various natural wonders into one. Horseback riding and the geothermal pools, and then stay on an Icelandic farm and actually see some real Icelandic cowboys because the sheep are sheep big there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where the sheep are.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your name, son? Barry.
Yeah, sheep farmers.
Yeah, sheep farmers.
They were bad. Those boys in Iceland.
Nothing beats a platter of Icelandic roast lamb or Icelandic freshwater salmon. So our mouths water as we think about.
They actually have a salmon river in the middle of Reykjavik.
Running right through downtown Reykjavik.
And there's so much fish in that thing, you could almost hold out a frying pan and wait for a fish to land in it. I mean,
it's beautiful.
Iceland Air flies from Halifax, New York Kennedy Airport, Baltimore, Orlando, and Minneapolis. So there's flights out of pretty well every market, and they have joint fares with Northwest Airlines and Air Canada to get you there. So Iceland Air Holidays, 1-800-779-2899, on the internet at www.icelandair.com.
Definitely. So Iceland, many reasons why you want to go there: camping, whitewater rafting, outdoor activities, indoor activities.
The history, the geothermal springs. Hey, Iceland is for me, and Iceland I will return.
Definitely. So
next week we're going to have Jerry Wagshaw here talking about a summertime excursion to St. Lucia down in the Caribbean.
Wow.
That'll be
very nice.
Yes.
Next week, same time for the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Mark Farley.
I'm the O-Man.
And join us again next week on Travel World.
Have a good week, everybody.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
This is Liberty Works Radio.